Hey, Hemp Rockers, you're listening to Hemp Rock Radio on WVQC.org. WVQC, as a community radio station, serves only to open its airwaves to responsible, divergent points of view. The opinions expressed on this program do not reflect the views of WVQC, Media Bridges, its staff, or its board of trustees. The opinions expressed reflect the views of Hemp Rock Radio or our guests. Thanks for listening to Hemp Rock Radio. Welcome to Hemp Rock Radio with the Happy Hemptress and the Burn Man here on Radio Free Queen City, WVQC-LP, the voice of the Queen City on WVQC.org and coming soon to 95.7 FM.
I'm looking at myself, reflection of my mind. Is this the kind of day to leave myself behind? So gently swaying through the peril and the love. If you would just come with me, I'd see the
find us online at HempRock.com and the Hemp Rock Hemp Line at 513-684-HEMP. That's 684-HEMP. Here's Hemp Rock Radio with all things hemp, marijuana, the drug war, and more, including music, news, talk, and lots of fun here on the all-new WVQC Cincinnati.
Friends, the boy was what you're screwing around. I think I'm focused on yourselves and you're sticking it on the blade. All right. This is Hemp Rock Radio. Welcome back. It's Tuesday after the holiday. If you tuned in yesterday, we were pre-recorded, and you can listen to that archive up on the WEEDRadioNetwork.com. That show yesterday was an edited audio version of last Tuesday's California's committee that voted 4-3 to pass legal marijuana for adults 21 and over. And taxed. Now, that is still going to the House. I don't know if it's made the House floor yet and what the House will do in California, but we will keep you abreast of the situation. But if you want to hear that audio, just the most important stuff, you can go to the WEED and check that out. And then, of course, today's show and all the other ones before and coming ahead is on that radio network and archives. And anyway, I am the Happy Hemptress, and today's guest is Roland Haney Sr., Dr. Roland Haney Sr., and we'll be talking after I get to some news about the stuff we were talking about last week, which is addiction and some of the different alternatives that you can do to not only prevent but help yourself or friends or family members if they are grasped by addiction, and that's addiction of any kind. Hey, I was addicted to cigarettes, and I'm still a sugar addict, and that's something I want to talk to Roland about here in a little bit, is what really is the gateway drug. What's the real gateway drug? And but I do have some news. I do want to cover some things real quick before we do that. Now, of course, I do want to tell you what the song was. That opening song was Alice in Chains. The song was Heroin. Now, addiction isn't always heroin, like I say, but I'm playing some of these songs dedicated to the different topics of addiction. And, of course, the Burn Man is on the pot and working up those things. He's always rolling the pot. He doesn't have a microphone right now. I'm stealing his microphone. I do want to touch base on some things real quick. Marijuana decriminalization legislation was filed in Virginia. This says, Richmond, Virginia, on the 13th last week, House Bill 1134 to decriminalization of possession of marijuana, proposed by Delegate Harvey Morgan out of the... Okay, here. I have to explain this, folks. My printer is running out of ink, and I forgot to put the ink in, so I'm going to have an issue reading a few of these things. The actual recommendation was made 31 years ago, and they are pushing forward for this. So now, when this goes to their House and Senate and all that, I'm not sure, but we will keep you abreast of this situation coming out of Virginia. So we got California on one end of the country, folks, and another one. Now, this one's filed. Now, I believe that's going to be put to the vote for the voters, so we will find out what happens with that in the future. And, hey, Birdman, open this up because I know this is some stuff I want to get out also. I'll save this one for you, Roland. You can read that if you can see that and know what we're going to talk about. Now, this is out of Sioux Falls, South Dakota. Tomorrow, the 20th, that's Wednesday, tomorrow, folks, Emmett Reistroffer of Sioux Falls, South Dakota, will submit over 29,000 signatures to the South Dakota Secretary of State to begin the process of certification of the South Dakota Safe Access. Reistroffer, approaching 20 years of age, has ramrodded the petition drive, which needed 16,776 valid signatures since March of last year. The drive was financed entirely within the state of South Dakota, and it's the first time that a cannabis initiative has achieved ballot status in any state without out-of-state financial aid. Now, I will keep you up on that. That will, of course, be for medical in South Dakota, and with 29,000 signatures. Now, what that means, folks, when they say valid signatures, if you live in the state of South Dakota, for instance, under this thing that they're doing there, you must be a legal registered voter resident of the state. If you sign that initiative and they find your signature and they find out that you're not either a resident or that you're not a registered voter, they disqualify your signature and it was a waste of time for you as well as the people getting the signatures. So that goes for anywhere that a petition is being done. Remember that, folks, if you're standing out in front of a store and somebody asks you to sign a petition for whatever the reason, if you're not a registered voter and it's one of those types of initiatives, don't waste the person's time. Only sign petitions that don't have to be registered voters. So, anyway, coming out of South Dakota soon, we'll find out about that. And what do we have over there on here? The paper in front of you, Chuck. How was that? Let's see. This is some this is stuff you want to know right now, folks. I knew there was something I needed off this paper. This is happening right now. Since you are on the web at WVQC.org, I want you, if you are interested in watching the Los Angeles City Council meeting that started at 1 o'clock our time, it's in session right now, folks. I'm going to find where you can go. Goodness. You can view the City Council meeting at lacity.org, /lacity/yourgovernment, and do a search for LA City Council meeting right now, and you'll find that at lacity.org /lacity/yourgovernment. You can also listen via the telephone. It's called the Council Phone. It's a dial-up system which allows the public to listen to live coverage of the Los Angeles City public meetings. Now, the phone numbers for that, of course, in California and various areas of that state are 213-621-CITY, 310-547-CITY, 310-471-CITY, or 818-904-9450, folks. That's if you want to hear that City Council, and that is where they're voting on medical marijuana ordinance out there on how they're going to regulate the dispensaries out there. So if you want to know what's going on, whether you live in California or not, that's what you do. If you missed that, you can also call the studio here and get the number again from us, because we now have a phone number, 513-564-9600, folks, 564-9600, to call WVQCLP and talk to Hemp Rock Radio, Roland Haney, the Burn Man, and myself. And let's see. Other big news. Corzine signs law to legalize medical marijuana. That's coming out of New Jersey. If you remember last week, their House and Senate passed it, and they were waiting for the governor to sign it. The governor did indeed sign in New Jersey, and they now are the 14th state with medical marijuana, folks. So it's happening. I argue with folks all the time, pot's never going to be legal. I don't believe it. It's never going to happen. And then I go, but it is. What do you mean? It's already legal now, 14 states for medical. Pessimist. Thank you, Roland. Pessimist. That's right. Now, let's see. Absolutely. Absolutely. New Colorado record, 1,650 medical marijuana applications in one day. This is how it is legal, folks. This was from yesterday. Remember the scene in Fantasia where Mickey Mouse, as the Sorcerer's Apprentice, is besieged by a never-ending army of brooms, inundating him with pail after upon pail of water. That's sort of like what's happening these days at the Vital Statistics Department of the Colorado Department of Public Health and Environment. Though instead of pails of water, the office is being inundated with crates upon crates of medical marijuana patient applications. It's kind of like Santa during Christmas. He's got bags and bags and bags of letters from all the kids wanting to know tell them what they want for Christmas. But this is for medical marijuana. The number of medical marijuana applications the state received last Tuesday, a whopping 1,650. An all-time record, says State Registrar Ron Hyman, who oversees the applications. That's a mind-blowing figure, especially considering that the total application number had barely crested 5,000 at the start of 2009. And that day was far from a fluke. We're completely buried, said Hyman. It's impossible to know just how many marijuana applications in total the state's been receiving lately. Hyman's office, way overburdened, just wrapped up processing the applications from September and posted statistical information from that month online. 19,000 some odd numbers of new patient applications had been received by the end of that month, up 3,000 from the month before. Now, I have a way of solving their problem of being inundated by applications for medical marijuana patients. Legalize and regulate and tax recreational marijuana, and then they can afford to hire enough people to process the applications for medical. What do you think? I think that's a wonderful idea. So, still, again, marijuana can save the day. Now, I'm going to give a couple numbers out real quick. Again, the studio line is 564-9600. We do want you to call in. The meantime, this is Hemp Rock Radio, and I'm the Happy Hemptress. Burn Man is over there rolling the pot, and Dr. Roland Haney Sr. is standing by. It is 20 after 1. We're going to go to another song and then get back to the second half of Dr. Haney. The song coming up is Dandy Warhol's "With Heroin Is So Passé."
I never thought you'd be a junkie, because heroin Hi, I'm Dana Beal from Cures Not Wars and the Worldwide Marijuana March, and you're listening to Hemp Rock Radio on Radio Free Queen City, WVQC.org, coming soon to Cincinnati's 95.7 FM.
All right, I am the Happy Hemptress, and Dana said, this is Hemp Rock Radio. And if you don't know who Dana is, he is the leader of the Global Worldwide Marijuana March, or the Million Marijuana March as it started out a number of years ago. And we are at this point up to about 265 cities that have signed on for this year's May 1st, May 2nd weekend of the Worldwide Marijuana Marches. Ours is more than likely going to be down at the courthouse again here in Hamilton County at the courthouse steps downtown Cincinnati. And we're in the process of getting that together, so we'll report on that as the week's coming to let you know what's up. But, of course, Cures Not Wars is not just about medical or marijuana. Generally, it's also about Ibogaine, and that's something I want to talk to Dr. Roland about here in the next half hour or so of the show, that and other things that's going on with his new clinic that they have started. Again, my guest today is the second half of last week. Although he's here in whole, the show's only in half. You have been a University of Cincinnati professor, an addiction specialist, and education specialist, and you now have, in the area, on the west side of Cincinnati, opened up a type of clinic for addiction. So why don't you give us a quick overview, and then we'll get more into the meat of it as we get throughout the show.
Okay. Certainly. Thanks, Lynn. I've seen the need for a type of service to the community that would enhance education as well as counseling. And so therefore we named our business, and it is a private practice made up of several clinicians, social workers, licensed independent chemical dependency counselors, and several other fields, that we believe that education, which we hope to develop further as we progress and help to support our business, but we hope to provide education about addictions and dependency to the local schools and to the churches and to the homes in the area. Because I do feel that, based upon my experience at the University of Cincinnati, education and prevention is the ounce of prevention that we hope to get. As the old saying goes, an ounce of prevention is truly worth a pound of cure.
Absolutely.
And the problems and the misery that dependency and addiction can occur can be treated, but why not prevent it before it starts?
Absolutely.
And it's not through use, but it's through many things that we can develop through our educational process.
So now, are you doing it as classes, individual type of thing, or?
Well, we're starting with some small groups, Lynn,
okay.
Because of our space restraints.
Mm-hmm.
We have started this on 6 shoestrings, 3 people.
Yeah.
And we've started this on a basis where we don't really have room yet to develop into mass education. But I would like to use the news media and like Media Bridges,
mm-hmm,
and other organizations that provide such a service to the community.
To let the community know what you're doing.
Exactly. Let us know of our existence, because
exactly,
we are a new organization. And we are starting to see a few people trickling in.
Yeah.
But, of course, the rent goes on. And,
of course.
And the other expenses, that we've got 3 counseling rooms. We hope to expand that into some small, we can now deal with some small groups,
mm-hmm,
6 to 8 people. But I envision someday in the future having space provided even by some of the churches and schools, we have a larger audience,
yeah,
to put on larger prevention programs. Not only myself, but the other 2 people who are counselors in the program have experience at university level,
mm-hmm,
and we're used to quite used to large groups of people. And the information that has kept us up to date scientifically with the latest data, except what you said about the cocaine.
Yeah.
I just got an education from Lynn this morning.
Yeah.
Because we're always ready to learn.
Yeah.
And we keep this open mind to change, and we keep this open mind to no regimentation and regulation against use of anything. So therefore, we're not prohibitionists. We're just looking for bringing life experiences that will be a growing experience for people.
Well, tell me this. If somebody heard about you and came, what should they expect? Is there fees involved, or is this if they have somebody sponsoring them, can they come? How does that work for people that are interested in knowing about it?
Well, being a private practice, we have to depend upon income.
Mm-hmm.
And the income is on a sliding scale. We will cooperate with anyone coming in on a fee sliding fee basis, need to pay.
Okay.
However, we do look for insurance payments and Medicare payments.
So you can take things like that.
So we can survive.
Good.
And pay the rent.
And the patient as well.
And things like that. But we do have a sliding scale for those who are unable to meet their obligations financially.
Yeah. So you know how drug court works.
Yes.
A lot of the drug courts, they want people to go get a class to present to the judge that they've educated themselves or they're trying to learn how to be clean, things of that nature. Is there an element of that that you're also trying to do to help folks that are in trouble through the courts and stuff?
Yes, we have a obligation through our license to cooperate with all officers of the court, including probation officers, parole officers, and we will cooperate with these individuals who are, incidentally, for the most part, very, very compassionate people.
Most of them, yeah.
Yeah, most of them. There's a few that are not, of course, like in any barrel of apples.
Absolutely.
And but we do urge attorneys and ministers and church officials and school officials to recognize that we are in existence, and we're located out in Montford Heights.
Montford Heights, that's right.
It's Montford Heights, 3284 West North Bend Road. And can I give our telephone
number? Absolutely, absolutely.
Our telephone number there is 513-484-2432. Yes.
Okay. That was 513-484-2432.
Yes, that is correct, Matt. Yes. Had one of those senior moments for a minute.
You know, a lot of people would like to blame that on cannabis, but I know you don't smoke, so.
No, I don't. I have done my share years ago, but.
But if I would have done that, they would have blamed it on pot.
Well, probably so.
and old age, for that
and
matter.
And, you know, just talking about that, the stress levels, people that I see that are very stressed up are young people who don't use substances that are blamed to cause this. Yeah. I think our stressful existence in today's life is causing a lot of younger people to become forgetful.
Yeah.
Because you're
too much information all the time.
Information overload at times.
Absolutely.
And, you know, we can blame anything, but I think the reason is that our fast pace of life, our changing quantity of information coming in our systems, just overload our little brains.
Yeah. Not only our brains, but our physical, from the physical environment as well. The stresses.
I have a client, which I, of course, can't name, but I can talk about the situation, who is just so overloaded with stress because she's a caregiver.
Oh, my goodness, absolutely.
Her husband is very ill, and she's a relatively young person.
Very stressful.
Born in something in the 60s, and it is really got her to the point where she's almost becoming fired from her job. And
awful.
I'm going to be dealing with this situation, and I've got some recommendations I think that will help her.
Mm-hmm.
Just to name a few, meditation things.
Absolutely, yep.
Seeking resources that are available to give her some help.
Yep.
And resources that are reasonable, not out of line in cost.
Yeah.
And they exist, and we pay taxes for these things.
Absolutely.
They're prepaid.
Yeah.
So
well,
use them. You know?
I have a suggestion. I know what, and I'm not going to say pot, folks. I'm really not.
But I
will say the other half, music. Whatever music somebody likes, it could be a kid that's into death metal, their death metal calms them. It could be somebody into symphony, symphony calms them. Whatever their like is, whatever
country
they like,
Western,
could be, now see that would really stress me out, but it might calm somebody else.
That's
me, I'm like, oh my God, get that stuff off. Unless
right.
It's Willie, of course, or Merle, or some of the really great ones. But
yeah.
You know what I'm saying, music
like
is
my friend Willie.
exactly. So that's what I would say that also, some people don't have time to meditate, but they can listen to music while they're doing stuff, although I recommend meditation for sure, and cannabis is my meditation. I use that for that. But yeah, today's society is so highly stressed, and it is all the different things that you've mentioned, but also environmental factors such as food, pollution stresses the body. If the body's stressed, it stresses the brain as well. So, of course, I like to, you know, incorporate other things in this show. No matter what the situation is, even addiction can be helped with supplements, good oils, including hemp oil, amino acids, and I don't mean LSD.
Olive oil,
hemp oil, flax oil, all of the good oils, coconut, primrose, all of it.
Our eating habits have become
terrible. Yeah.
And the fast food industry, and I occasionally go through Wendy's, and I occasionally through even Whitey Castell's.
Once in a while, I'll go to the castle. Once in a while.
Yeah, I mean, they still taste good.
Because
they're soothing foods.
It's the comfort.
They're comfort foods. And, but the things that are made and canned with so much salt, some people that I know
horrible.
Have kidney problems, including myself.
My mother's on a dialysis patient.
Is she really?
Absolutely.
Well, that's
high blood pressure
salt.
Medicine made her have bad kidneys.
Has
what do you
to
think?
Watch her fluid intake?
All the time.
Yep.
She's probably there right now, as a matter of fact.
Oh, that's something I'm trying to avoid.
Please do.
But,
my uncle, her brother, same thing. Yeah. It's not a good thing.
It's
but
hereditary.
The blood pressure, you know, could have been attributed to poor diet in the sense of not having enough whole foods because she is of the era of the canned goods and things
right.
like that.
Macaroni and cheese.
Things of that.
Listen.
My father was a butcher. We owned a family grocery store. I was a meat wrapper.
Oh, really?
So
well.
It's like I always make the joke, I have beef running through my veins. And talk about addiction. Roland, you can be addicted to beef.
Oh,
I am sitting here and I'm testing to that.
There are
and it's horrible.
We have workaholics. We have, I think, sleepaholics.
Absolutely.
People with sleep apnea.
Oh, goodness gracious, absolutely.
And people who can't, insomniacs.
Yeah.
We live in a world of addictions.
Yes.
And I think that a lot of this can be addressed
absolutely.
Physically, mentally, and I think spiritually as well.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, listen, let's take a break real quick. I want to get to a station ID real quick. Hit that number 3 at the top, and then we'll come right back and get to some other things that we're going to be talking about. Of course, my guest is Dr. Roland Haney, Sr., and this is Hemp Rock Radio.
Hi, this is Willie Nelson from Normal. For 30 years, Normal has provided a voice for the millions of Americans who smoke marijuana responsibly. More than 500,000 Americans are arrested each year for smoking pot. These are ordinary citizens like you and me whose lives and careers are being needlessly destroyed. To learn how you can help, contact Normal at www.norml.org or call toll-free at 888-67-NORML.
Senior Bull here, artist for Hemp Rock's Reefer Roach and Pottsbury Dope Boy, and you're listening to Hemp Rock Radio on Radio Free Queen City, WVQC.org, coming soon to Cincinnati's 95.7 FM on the airwaves.
All right. Again, this is Hemp Rock Radio. I'm the Happy Hemptress here on WVQC LP, WVQC.org, and coming soon, of course, to 95.7 FM. And don't forget, I'm always telling you folks, we want you to be a member, and you can do that by calling us up here at the station, as well as Of course, that number, if you want to talk to us directly and pledge, is 513-564-9600. But of course, you know, we got to do it. We got to do it. I talked to a friend of mine on the way into the studio. She doesn't have internet, so she can't listen. So we have got to get the antenna up. So that's what that's about, folks. And if you're a business out there and you want to have your business underwrite some of the shows, including Hemp Rock, you can also call up and do that and be a part of this fantastic new station down here at Media Bridges. We'll be right back. We're going to cut to a song. It is the last song of the day, and this really is just a cool song. This is Cocaine Blues. We'll come back and talk about that with Dr. Haney on the coca plant and the different stuff. But this is Bob Dylan with Cocaine Blues. We'll be back.
Baby and me, we go uptown. Police come and they knock me down. Cocaine all around my brain. Hey baby, will you come here quick? Is a cocaine about to make me sick? She's dressed in red. She's got a shotgun, says she's gonna kill me dead. Okay. Doctor said he'd kill you, but he didn't say when.
Hi, I'm Colonel Cannabis, and you're listening to Hemp Rock Radio on Radio Free Queen City, WVQC.org, coming soon to Cincinnati's 95.7 FM.
All right, I am the Happy Hemptress. He is the burn man over there rolling on the pot. And my guest today, again, is Dr. Roland Haney, Sr., and education. This is all of the different things. You give me a rundown of what the top says there and what you...
Sure. What I do, what is my life driving force?
And your profession, you know.
And my profession. Is life and family concerns, education and counseling. I think the two go together.
Absolutely.
And life and families go together.
Absolutely. And so what this card says is you are a licensed independent chemical dependency counselor, Ohio Certified Prevention Specialist. And again, we
also
and what is,
an Ohio Certified Prevention. Oh, okay, you did mention prevention
yes.
and life. Okay.
Yes, yes. Now, tell what is the name of your facility?
Well, our facility is Community Health Family Counseling and Education Center.
Awesome. And the telephone number I have in front of me, again, if you want to contact Dr. Haney, is 513-484-2432. Again, that's 484-2432.
It's 481. I'm sorry.
Oh, 481?
481.
Okay, 481. We had that, that wrong.
I might have erred. You might have. It doesn't matter. But
that's all right. 481, folks. 481-2432. And a lot of numbers.
That's a little dyslexic.
Yes.
I talk about. I can remember the last four numbers of anything.
Now, I have a couple articles here. Both of them are from the Health Freedom Alliance, and this is an organization for health, but they also talk about, aside from nutrients, vitamins, things of that nature, many, many other things, even vaccine issues, because there's a lot of problems with the vaccines that are out today. I personally, folks, don't take them and don't get the flu. Although I did catch one about 2 years ago when I went to visit my friend's baby with her at the hospital, a little preemie, and we went through the emergency room, and the next morning I had a 24-hour virus. Picked it up at the hospital emergency room when we walked through.
Yeah,
so that's the only time I get sick is when I go to the hospital. Anyway, I have two stories here that touch on what we're talking about that I want to get Dr. Haney's opinion on here. The first one is prescription narcotics cause more deaths than both heroin and cocaine. That comes
beyond
out of
the
Freedom Alliance.
Beyond a doubt. Statistically.
Statistically. Yeah. And now... you know, I'm all for pain meds if you have a lot of pain and they do good. Now, my thing, and I'm sure that that this totally comes under what you're talking about, is people need to know how they work. They need to know how to get around the side effects and how not to become addicted to these things. And I'm a perfect example, Roland. I broke my wrist on August 2nd, and I didn't have surgery for 10 days, needed it. Didn't get it for 10 days, and then was down for a few more weeks with a surgery splint. And after that, tremendous work of pain and stuff throughout. Still going through therapy. I'm very limited use on my left hand still. I can honestly say, folks, I have gotten through mostly with cannabis, number one, since I came home from the hospital, especially. As well as Tylenol and ibuprofen and aspirin. I used my perks in the beginning of the first couple of weeks and a little bit after that when they had the stitches out, because that was just horrible. Talk about a horror flick. But I have not used them most of the time.
Mm-hmm.
Couple of reasons. I don't like the way they make me feel unless they really are just taking pain away. When it's so severe, you need something. I couldn't wait to get to the emergency room so I could get a shot of morphine. Did I want to go home and do it? No. But the fact is there, one of the worst side effects is constipation. Your bowels shut down, folks, and that is the worst thing that can happen to you when you're trying to heal.
Mm-hmm.
Now, another time I've had to take it, I had my uterus out a number of years ago. When I go home, they give me a prescription for my pain meds, a prescription for a laxative, and then a prescription for iron, for the iron, because they had to replace my iron. And, of course, because of the iron and the pain meds, then I'd be constipated. So that's why they gave me the script for the laxative. And I laughed at the doctor, and I said, first of all, I'll take the pain meds because I still need them. But I use my own floral, natural iron supplement that I get over at the natural food store that's wonderful, that doesn't have any constipation iron in it. And if I do get constipated, I'm going to use my natural colon cleanse. I don't need the drugs that you want to give me. She goes, well, take it anyway. Take the script if you need it. I went, oh, I'll take your script, but I'm not going to fill it. And I didn't. And so there are tricks, you know, to know that if you do have to take pain meds, how to handle those certain things. So, again, it is about education. And mm-hmm. that's why I want to discuss that. And mm-hmm. so what do you say to the situation of our drug war that although we think that, you know, we do need the pain meds, but then because of the situation where people do become addicted and then their doctors yank them off because of the drug war that's going on, then they end up hitting the streets for the heroin. And then Chuck has a question.
Yeah, what can you tell us about Suboxone, the new wonder drug?
Well, that is, of course, a drug to remove people from the dependency on alcohol primarily. And
normally.
Yes. And again, I want to make very clear that I'm not a medical doctor, but I deal with people and in the psychological field, and I come across people that are very, very sick. So that's the premise I'm coming from. I'm not a doctor of medicine, but my training and my education, and I've taught some of the little people that are trying to become medical doctors. So there's a local agency in the city that is attended by a lot of people who have money needs, that they give them this drug, Suboxone. And I really think it's closely allied to the drug methadone that they are using for heroin addicts. Is it a dangerous drug? Not as dangerous as heroin because it's given with clean needles and it's given in registered, measured doses. But that's the only difference that I see between the two. I think methadone can become very highly addictive to some people.
Doesn't Suboxone come in pill form as well?
Yes,
that's
it does.
What I thought.
Yes.
That's what I thought.
I was talking about methadone.
Oh, the methadone.
Yes.
Right. Well, that usually is also in a drink. They even take drinks home on the weekends and things like that.
Right.
It's like in a juice or something.
And I'm afraid it just keeps people on alcohol,
yeah.
where they, if psychologically and socially, if they had a good home environment or a social group of people, like your 12-step support groups,
yeah.
would be much better than giving them medication for that.
Yeah.
What I see people doing with them is putting them under their tongue and letting them dissolve instead of swallowing them or crushing them up and snorting them. It's just another drug out there for abuse.
Yes, it is. You're right. It's just one more drug that the evils outweigh the benefits, so to speak. It's like a scale. You know, anything you were talking before about health issues, Lynn, I think individual responsibility to seek health is enhanced by your program, number one. But I also think that education, increase in education of people throughout our school systems is needed. They have health classes.
And not the DARE program.
No. I'm sorry, but I think the DARE has been, I know they've tried and they've been earnest in their efforts, but they've tested and retested people who have gone on the DARE program and children who become adults and become addicts.
Well, you know, just we only have a few minutes left, but I do want to bring up another headline out of the Health Alliance, Ritalin linked to sudden death in children. Now, you know, how many people do we know today that are meth heads and crackheads or speed freaks because they were Ritalin kids?
Really?
And they either became addicted or they sell them to other people that are addicted that like speed. Because if you don't know, Ritalin and drugs of that sorts, folks, they really are speeds and what's the word I'm looking for? Uppers and things of that nature. I can't think of the word I'm looking for. But for somebody who does not have the supposed chemical imbalance that they give it for, it just acts as that. Otherwise, it calms you down. And but I'll be honest with you, Roland, I don't know any child that it's ever helped yet.
I think many times it's been overprescribed.
Absolutely.
This is my opinion, of course. And I know personally, a member of my family attempted to get into the military when she was 19 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And they couldn't take her in because she was saturated with that drug, Ritalin.
Yeah.
And I've seen case upon case where children's normal hyperactivity was being addressed by Ritalin. And it took, 15, 20 years for this to come about.
Yeah.
But they're seeing people now in their 30s and 40s, years of age, that are going into other drugs.
Right.
Now, there's maybe what we call gateway, if we're looking for gateways.
Yeah. Boy, have they created a gateway drug.
That is exactly,
Ritalin.
That's my opinion, of course. And again, I'm not a medical doctor, but
that's definitely
I've seen
my opinion.
So many in psychological fields and endeavors.
Yeah.
Teaching at the University of Cincinnati, I see quite a few that are in on the tail end of this Ritalin craze. And these kids really are wired up cases.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's really, you're right, it's just that they're addressing a normal behavior with the Ritalin or the drugs. And that's exactly what it is. I've always said that. It's parents that just don't know how to control their children and or feeding them properly. Unfortunately, that's a topic for another day, but since the Health Freedom Alliance would definitely back me up on this, that poor food, allergic foods and things like that are being discovered that are the things that are causing the what we consider misbehavior or chemical imbalances in our kids.
That's why our agency is called Community Health.
Wonderful.
Family.
Wonderful.
We squeeze that fancy in a long definition of law. We squeeze that family because being a father and a grandfather and a great grandfather.
Yeah.
I've seen family issues in my own family.
Yeah, me too.
And there's no such thing as the old, perfectly functional family.
No.
I think we all have some dysfunction.
Leave It to Beaver is only on television.
That's exactly right. That's all fantasy.
Yeah. But, you know, just really quick, it's a funny thing I just thought of. I happened to catch a Leave It to Beaver on a local digital television station I won't even discuss because I hate digital TV. But there was a Leave It to Beaver that I caught just about 2 weeks ago, and Beaver and his two buddies were hanging out, and one of the kids says, "Oh, we ought to go down to this old house where so and so used to live." It's like the haunted house where the old guy used to live, but isn't there anymore. So it's abandoned for years and would
a creepy guy.
Yeah, like all the houses in our neighborhoods today with all the boarding up of our neighborhoods today. And the kid says, "Come on, let's go over there and play." And the other one says, "I don't know if I want to do that." And Beaver says, "Nah, I think I'm just going to go home. I don't want to get in any trouble." And then the kid says, "Come on, you go with me." And he cons the other one in. So Beav goes home, and the other two go. They go to the house, and the kid starts throwing rocks because he sees other windows busted. So he gets one rock thrown, busts the window, and the cop comes around the corner, walking the beat. "Hey, boys, what are you doing?" "Nothing, sir. We thought it was okay. We thought it was okay." And the one kid takes off running, and the cop catches the one that was the instigator that threw the rock. "What's your son, young man? What's your name, you son, you young man? I'm going to take you and call your father. You shouldn't be around here routine, right?" And the kid gives him Beaver's name. Now, this was in the 50s, Leave It to Beaver. And even then, the kid was giving up a fake name and getting Beaver in trouble.
I tried. So the more things change, the more they stay the
same.
Exactly.
I'm like, oh, my God, I know people that have done that.
Yes.
It was very funny.
And I can remember when I played football in my youth, and I was pretty fast. I could run pretty fast. And I always said I'd learned that from running away from the police and jumping over fences in the backyard in the community where I lived.
Yep.
So, you know, we have to look at all these growing up situations.
Absolutely.
Kids are kids, and hopefully they mature into life that are healthy.
And adults remember what it is to be
absolutely
a kid and use that in that wisdom on how to.
And I can remember many, many years
kids
ago when I was a kid very clearly.
Yeah, me
it
too.
It was a troublesome time.
Absolutely.
And it's troublesome for most children and young adults, adolescents.
Yeah.
And it's just one of those things we have to grow into responsible thinking, analyzing, reality-seeking citizens.
Yeah. Well, you know, I had the same issues that we all have as kids, and I don't say that everybody should do this, but at 13, I started using cannabis instead of having Ritalin and other things like that. I used cannabis, and all I can say is it just made me want to do this radio show.
That was your inspiration.
That was my, that's right. So if it's really a bad thing, I guess, you know, you can change the channel if you don't like it.
That's right. Speaking well, listen, everybody out there, pay attention to media bridges. Pay attention to
absolutely
the shows that come through on your public radio stations, because
absolutely,
they're not controlled by corporations or governments.
That's right. They tried, but we're getting our antenna. So now, speaking of that, don't forget the Burn Man is putting stuff on Hemp Rock TV on both sides of the river, Kentucky and Cincinnati over here. And I did forget my schedule, but we did just get a schedule for Miracles of Marijuana, I believe it was. So watch your schedule here if you have Time Warner Cable here in the Cincinnati side for Channel 24 and 4 when the different shows are airing, and over in Kentucky on Insight in the Northern Kentucky area, Channel 21, and you can go to WNK. No, what is it again? I already forgot.
TVNK.org. And go to the channels and click on schedule.
Thank you. I guess I didn't have room for that over information. TBNK.org, MediaBridges.org in Cincinnati. And, of course, you're listening on WVQC.org for the WVQC-LP and soon to be on 95.7. Now, I'm letting the show run over a little bit. We got started a little bit late because somebody earlier thought it was Monday and came in and ran over a little bit into Joe's show, so Joe ran over into ours. So we're a few minutes late. Now, for the archive, we're not sure yet if we're going to have the first half of the show because the disc failed. So we are recording the second half. I think it's going. We're going to test the first one and see if we can salvage it. Other than that, the archive will be the second half. You'll know later on tonight at WEEDRadionetwork.com. Roland, I love seeing you. It's a pleasure and an honor to have you on. And if we did lose the first half of this, when we get the WEED going over at the Hemp Rock headquarters, I want to have you on and we'll give an update on what's going on with your place and let more of the media know about what's going on with you and your organization and folks that need your help.
God bless you all and your very good work, Lynn.
Well, God bless you, Roland. And you know I love you. I love your son. And don't forget, you can go to robryan.org/Haney. That's H-E-Y-N-E /index.htm and find out who his son was, who was a councilman of Arlington Heights, Ohio, and a medical marijuana activist and freedom activist before he passed in 2003. We want to get that out again because... very, very good friend of mine. We miss him. Also, don't forget, you can go to the WEEDRadionetwork.com, go down to the assorted files. You'll find one on Ibogaine. We didn't get to talk about Ibogaine with you, Roland. So when we get you on the WEED, I definitely want to touch that topic. And for those folks, you want to go check that out and find out about Ibogaine. That is the Law and Order special show that they had on Ibogaine, and you can watch that. Also, you can see the Lexington Narcotics Farm PBS, or listen to the audio of that special on the Narcotics Farm, the first ever addiction prison in this country, in Kentucky. So anyway, there's a lot of other things we didn't get to, such as Canada. Oh, we got a phone. Must be time to go. It's the bell. But in Canada, they have put the appeals. They've won their appeal on safe injection sites. So we'll talk about that next week. Again, I'm the Happy Hemptress. He is the Burn Man, and he was and is Dr. Roland Haney. We will be back next Monday for Hemp Rock Radio. Thank you.
colors you call it, babe. You ain't seen nothing yet. They got Pepsi in the Andes. They got McDonald's in Tibet. Your summit has been turned into a golf course for the Japs and the Dead Sea. Is a live rap between the Tigris and Euphrates. There's a leisure center now. They got all kinds of sports. They got Bermuda shorts. They had sex in Pennsylvania. A Brazilian grew a tree. Saved a dying man free.
It's a miracle.
It's a miracle.
It's a miracle. It's a miracle. Another miracle.
By the grace of God Almighty and the pressures of the marketplace, the human race civilized itself. It's a miracle.
Check out Hemp Rock TV programs in Northern Kentucky on Insight Channel 21 and in Cincinnati on Media Bridges Channel 4 Metro 24. Find Hemp Rock on the web at HempRock.com or on the Hemp Rock Hemp Line at 513-684-HEMP.
Find Hemp Rock Radio archives at weedradionetwork.com.
We got warehouses of butter. We got oceans of wine. We got famine when we need it. We got designer crime. We got Mercedes. We got Porsche. Ferrari and Rolls Royce. We got a choice. She said, meet me in the garden. I've got salmon in my tear. The Lord said, Peter, I can't see your house from here. An honest man finally reaped what he had sown. A farmer in Ohio has just repaid the loan.
It's a miracle.
It's a miracle.
It's a miracle.
Hemp Rock Radio airs every Monday and Tuesday at 1 p.m. Eastern on WVQC.org.
By the grace of God Almighty and the pressures of the marketplace, the human race is civilized itself. It's a miracle.
Thanks for listening to Hemp Rock Radio on WVQC Cincinnati at WVQC.org, a member of Media Bridges, Cincinnati's Community Media Center.
His awful stuff runs for years and years and years and years. An earthquake hits the theater, but the operetta lingers. Then the piano lid comes down and breaks his fingers. It's a miracle.
Hemp Rock Radio with the Happy Hemptress and the Burn Man has been a Hemp Rock production.